Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Good Wednesday morning to you, or should I say hello again, everybody. Welcome in.
Oh, wow.
Chase with a teaser.
We got a special guest in studio with us on this Wednesday.
He's not on a car phone.
He is not on a car phone. George Plaster is with us today. Big Joe Dubin, Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane behind the glass. Hello, director.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. It's good to have you here.
Well, it's nice to be
here. There is a reason. So
this room has changed a little.
Yeah, I didn't realize until literally as we're coming on the air, this is probably the first time you've been to the studios
it
since
is.
You left.
It is.
You've been on with us quite a bit, but it's usually on a car phone. So.
Chase. You know, slinging today.
You know, that was one of the dumbest things I have ever put out there. And I don't know why it happened.
Yeah, it stuck.
It did. Oh, it did. There were a lot of things that stuck, and that was one of them.
Well, nobody had cell phones back. Everybody had a car phone.
You know, I guess that's true.
I mean, I had a car phone in the early 90s, and so you would talk radio, you would call in on your car phone. I mean, that's what we all did.
So, and now you've embraced the future, and you're, you know, on the interwebs and, you know, doing the video streaming every day. So,
which is hilarious because I don't know the first thing about what I'm talking about.
Well, that's why
I tell people Apple and Spotify, and what is this stuff?
Well, hey, at least we got, you know, you got to the iPhone a few years ago.
Yep. So. It we have not reached double digits on the iPhone. Joe, what number is yours?
My phone number?
No, the iPhone.
I'm on iPhone, I think, 6. As long as it calls and gives me Twitter, I'm good.
So you're right there with me.
Yeah, and I can track my kids. So that's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they don't know I'm tracking them, but I'm tracking them.
I think I'm in single digits.
Chase, what do you got?
I'm on the 15.
Well, I mean, the boss man, the suit has to have top level. I mean, because he's in meetings all day and moving to shakers. The suit needs the latest iPhone. Grunts like us don't need the latest iPhone.
When was the last time you wore a suit?
A couple days ago. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or a couple. Yeah. I mean, I did something with TV that I wore.
Oh.
The guy's on TV more than Regis Philbin. I'm not kidding you. He's on all the time.
So you wear a suit for television.
Or a sport coat. You know, I like to look the part.
Right.
But, you know, I'm trying to get a suit sponsorship because if I'm going to be the suit, and Darren's who gave me the name The Suit, so, you know.
Darren.
He'll want royalties at some point. But
are you close to a deal?
No, we're working on it.
Can I tell George where it is or no? Were you like, working a deal with the great? Can I tell him what business?
Well, off the air. I
mean, okay, all right.
George, you'll know. I don't think a meeting's taking place yet.
Well, so. Maybe it should.
Does the place produce suits?
They do.
Oh yeah,
you've probably bought a couple from there.
Really?
Yes, you have.
Okay, yeah. So you're here for a reason, though. We're obviously going to have fun. You're going to hang out with us for the 9 o'clock hour, and there's a old buddy of yours that's going to join us at 9:30, and John McClain. I mean, you're responsible for him being on Nashville radio.
You know,
let's just be honest.
What a crazy deal that was. We were. It was the night before the Titans were playing the AFC title game against Jacksonville, and McClain was in the same restaurant we were in, and so I just went over to him and said, "Would you be open to this?" Yes,
I can hear it now.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's a piece of work.
Oh, and now it's
love him.
You know, he's on a ton of stations, and you know, does stuff with Chad and Jonathan, the Outkick guys, and then does stuff with us. So he's great, and obviously there's a lot to get into with him. But you are a man of charity, and always have been.
Yeah, he is.
You're a man with your hand out.
No, that's not what I mean. You're a man that likes to give back. And this is the second George Plaster.
Third
George Plaster and Friends bowling tournament that you have coming up. And That will be on Monday, November 27th at the Hermitage Strike and Spare. So that's
true.
Why you're here.
Yeah. So what I would like to do, if you will allow it.
Okay.
Look, I know most people out there listening cannot afford to just call and say, I want to buy a foursome for $800. But I think to be a single, if you will, where we stick you into a team for $200, that's possible.
Sure.
And so what I would like to do is throw out a couple, three people that are celebs and basically allow people to either call, or I'm told you have a text line.
We do,
which
have a
I
text
know
line.
Nothing about. And so back there, if they'll simply take down your name and a phone number, I'll get back with you once we're out of here.
So 615-737-1025. You can call Nick back there or text us at 615-737-1025. And $200, you can be in the tournament.
You want to open up a celeb?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's go with the tallest one. Will Perdue.
Okay. Vanderbilt right. legend, Bulls yeah. legend. You introduced me to him last year. What's funny
He's
is
a tall man.
After, he is.
After all the years that I had worked with you and Willie and Darren, and I had never met Will Perdue. I had talked to him on the phone, but I never met Will Perdue. And you introduced me to him and a few other people that had played basketball, and I remember you going, well, you don't know who they are. And I go, well, yes, but he was in a documentary.
He certainly was. Yeah.
About a teammate of his.
That's one way.
And I took that personally.
So yeah. the two charities that we're trying to help are Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center, both of which yeah. do incredible things for kids. I volunteer every year at the Last Minute Toy Store because it gets me in the mood for Christmas. They help close to 6,000 families in our listening area that don't have the means to provide a good Christmas for their kids.
Right.
And the Last Minute Toy Store is truly what it says it is. Sheriff Darren Hall has
good man.
Basically, yes, allowed them to use his facility as the toy store for those 3 or 4 days in December. And, you know, the last couple of years we've been able to turn over, I don't know, 20 grand each year. And then I'll go out with them and we'll ransack, you know, some Target and buy $20,000 worth of toys. Ooh, that is really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
You talk about being a juvenile on that day. That is the total kid in me.
Yeah, and you've always, you know, done things like this from all your radio stops along the way. You know, your sports fests and different things that you come up. You always try and give back to the community, and I've always admired that about you.
I just think we have a platform. Joe, you know this because you've done a ton of this kind of stuff. When we come in every day to whatever it is we're doing, I don't know that we totally appreciate the platform and the amount of, you know, the ability to use it.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know the power of radio until the summer of the Preds almost leaving.
Yeah.
And they would not be here today. A lot of things had to happen, obviously, but radio was a huge part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to this day, I think they recognize that, you know.
The toy store, there's a lot of good that happens in our community. All too often, we turn on the news, it's like bad, 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 bad. But I tell you, George, and you know this, and Chase knows this, there's so much good happening in our community. And you do that Last Minute Toy Store, and you see the tears, but you see the volunteers who just show up over there and help out of the goodness of their heart, and you see them extol their love and everything, their passion for these kids, and it makes it Christmas. I mean, it is what makes Nashville special. So the fact this is benefiting the Last Minute Toy Store is fantastic because it helps so many people.
You've done stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
Around
oh, yeah.
that.
I've seen the tears. Yeah. I've seen the tears from the preacher, from the sheriff, from the volunteers, from the workers. I've seen all that stuff. And the impact it's palpable. You can feel it, I mean, throughout the year. So the fact that this event benefits the Last Minute Toy Store is simply wonderful.
So the first time I ever volunteered there, I made the mistake of asking a lady who I was helping shop, I said, are you excited about Christmas? And she gave me a look, and she goes, this is the only Christmas my family will have. Mm. And I thought, well, that was a stupid question. But it really hit me.
Sure.
That, you know, we all take it. Look, we're human. We all take for granted certain things that other people would die for.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And that's why we want to help today. So, again, you can call or text 615-737-1025. That's our phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nick will get your information, just your name and your phone number, and for $200, you can join a bowling team
during
November 27th.
During the 6 to 8 p.m. slot, the first four of you who call in, we will put you with Will Perdue.
There you go.
How about that?
Nice.
Will Perdue, Vanderbilt legend, Bulls, Spurs.
As soon as we've got those four, we'll move to Big Joe.
There we go.
You don't want
yes,
that.
Joe and I get to be a part of it as
well. You don't
well.
Want that.
Coming up next, we'll get into some sports as well. You like talking
really?
Sports. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a new quarterback in town that
I've heard
that I think
about.
We
what?
Have to address. We got to talk about that. Do that next. Chasing Big Joe. George Plaster in with us for the 9 o'clock hour, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Anyway, here's some final words from me.
Little George Strait on CMA Wednesday. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Big Joe Dubin, Chase McCabe, George Plaster in studio with us. You know, it's a big night in our city with the Country Music Awards. Let's get George's mic turned on there.
It's huge.
Yes.
Big night.
And Joe, you're going to be on the red carpet?
So can I know where we're helping George out. I wanted to throw this out there. So I'm working the red carpet tonight for the Nashville Predators. And
nice.
Go to the text line. Give me questions I should ask on the red carpet tonight beyond what are you wearing. So 615-737-1025. Give me questions tonight that I can ask everybody on the red carpet because they have no idea what's about to hit them tonight. So I'm looking forward. So thank you, Nashville Predators. It'll be a fun night.
Also, we have signed up one person.
Yes, for Will Perdue. I'm sure he's thrilled.
Yes. 615-737-1025. The easiest way is to call Nick and give him your information. $200 for one spot, and we're filling up the Will Perdue team.
Absolutely. So you're telling me that the text line is the way to do this kind of stuff?
Well I would say either one. You know, you can call or text. Just need your name and number, and then you're gonna call them and get it all set up.
Absolutely.
Basically how this is going to work.
So are you going to ask anybody, why are you here?
I can do that. I'm looking forward to asking Nate Bargatze. I'm like, are you still doing comedy? I haven't heard a lot from you lately.
Did you see him on
what you're doing now?
College Game Day?
He's great.
Oh, he was great.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's everywhere now. I did so I had never met him. I obviously knew who he was and from the area, and I did a Q&A with him at the Nashville Super Speedway before the NASCAR race this June, and we were just standing backstage and kind of talking, and obviously grew up in the same areas and, you know, all that. And I knew his star had obviously risen at that
crazy
point.
Crazy.
And I was like, man, you know, you're just like a normal dude. And he goes, yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to be. Like, it's just like this stuff is weird to me that it's gotten to this point. And now he's doing SNL and Game Day and all these things. Like, it's unreal.
Which his uncle, Ron Bargatze, to my knowledge, has never been on.
That's
probably
correct.
Coach B, if you're listening, I didn't mean it as a shot, but, you know, they say that, I guess it was this summer that he did a concert, if that's what you call it.
Yeah.
At the arena, mm-hmm. And they packed in like 21,000 people.
It's a record.
Biggest crowd ever.
Thing. Yeah.
Is that not crazy?
He told Mike Organ that he'll keep the record forever because after his show, he stole a chair.
He stole it.
So it could never be beaten.
That's
fantastic.
One way to do it.
Oh, that is fantastic. So yesterday, and I tweeted this out that I have never been, well, I wouldn't say ever been happier, but I was very happy to be wrong. I thought we were going to hear from Mike Vrabel, and he's going to be like, all right, we'll see where Ryan's at, you know, this week. And first thing out of his mouth before Teresa Walker or anybody asks a question is, want to clear some things up, Will Levis is our quarterback.
Wow.
And I did not expect him to do that, George, at all.
Joe, he really didn't have any choice, did he?
He marches to the beat of his own drum, but I think he knows that the best chance to win going forward, and I think and they'll tell you what doesn't matter, but I think fan reaction had a lot to do with this as well. But I think at the end of the day, it had winning football games, and he knew if he went back to Ryan Tannehill that the outcrying and the just the pissed off crowd fan reaction would be monumental. So I think he'd made the right job, right thing, getting it out there and saying, hey, here's what we're going to do, go forward, and boom, we have it.
Do you think anybody helped him to get to that decision?
Yeah.
Do you mean the person that signs his check or?
Possibly. I mean, look, they're in the business right now of trying to get this thing moving forward as they get into a new stadium.
Yeah.
And they're going to want some of us who are season ticket holders from the past who are there right now to re-up with a PSL in the new place. Now, you know, number one, it's been a dull football team. You can get away with dull if you're winning.
Yeah, right.
Like when they went to Baltimore and won in the playoffs, they threw like 7 forward passes.
Right.
Okay. But when you combine dull and bad, you got a big problem.
Like this show. There we go.
Well, I mean, you know.
Generally doesn't work.
It was
well.
A very good show until I walked
oh,
in.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, is there not something to that?
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely it is. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think so. I mean, you got to – and the thing about Levis, and I know it's been 2 games, but he's actually fun to watch. You know, I mean, because they're throwing the ball. You know, and if he found Hopkins for 3 touchdowns and got the additional touchdown in the win against Atlanta. You know, didn't go as well against Pittsburgh. But, I mean, I don't fault him for the interception because he's trying to move the ball down the field and win the game.
Look, I thought – Joe, help me here. I thought his poise in Pittsburgh
– Oh, yeah.
You've been there. That's one of the toughest places in the league to play in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I never saw a scenario – where he didn't look poised.
Well, you look at that. Chase, I talked about that last drive down the field with you've got an awful offensive line. You don't have any receivers, and he led the team down the field. And they had a chance to win the game. So if your quarterback gives you a chance to win the game in the last play, you love it. And he had nobody, no help. And he took it, but Chase had a great tweet. Was it after that? He was mad. Levis was mad at him. You could tell his disdain for losing. And we've talked about this quite a bit on the show. Give me a quarterback who hates losing more than winning. And you'll win every time. Michael Jordan hated losing. Tom Brady hated losing. Montana hated losing. If you got a guy who hates losing more than winning, then you've got something.
You know, the one part that I feel bad for Tannehill is that this is all being kind of placed on him. And the truth of it is, from the day the Bengal playoff game didn't go well, the mood in the city about him changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked the question yesterday, if he had been lights out in that Cincinnati playoff game, would yesterday have been different?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes. I think so. Yeah, I mean, like, the fan base turned on him after that game. And
like, I've never seen.
They've never forgiven him.
Yep.
And it's like, that's the one thing, and I'm curious of – and both of you can actually weigh in on this. But, you know, you've done this, George, for a long time. But I feel like that there's no forgiveness anymore. Like, it used to be, like a coach, for instance, you get 5 years to turn a program around. You might be lucky to get 2, you know, and now unless you're certain programs. But, you know, you people don't get a lot of time anymore. And if – you know, Ryan Tannehill, who helped lead this team to the AFC Championship game, they got the number one seed. He throws 3 picks in a playoff game, and it's like all of that gets erased. John Robinson drafts Derrick Henry and Jeffrey Simmons and trades for Ryan Tannehill and hires Mike Vrabel. He makes a couple of bad draft picks and then gets blamed for trading A.J. Brown when I think that came from upstairs, and nobody remembers the good stuff anymore. It just it feels like it wasn't always that way, and now that's how it is.
I go back to the Patriots came here in 2019 and for the open practice, and I remember watching Vrabel Brady was here. Brady carved up the Titans defense on 7-on-7, and then Mariota was absolutely awful that day. And I'll never forget the wheels were turning in Vrabel's. I just know they were. That day is like, this isn't working. Tannehill comes in, does really good hitting receivers, and I think he knew then, like, here's Brady carving up this my defense, and then here's Mariota can't do anything. Here's Tannehill, and he came in that Denver game after Mariota had the worst first half I've ever seen of a professional quarterback. Awful. Tannehill comes in, turns his team around, leads them, and what he did here, I mean, he's the second best quarterback to ever played in the Titans since they moved to Nashville. There's no doubt. And we've talked about it. No Ryan Tannehill slander on this show from 9 to 11. But he turned it around. But, yeah, the Bengals lost hurt. And then, you know, last year getting injured, everything that went on. But those 3 years where he turned this franchise around, gave him a chance to win, was fantastic. And so now he'll be a good teammate. He'll mentor Levis and help him out. And then what happens after that happens after that. But the time that Tannehill spent here was fantastic. The Bengals game, yes, it hurt. But what he did in 19 and 20 and 21 can never be forgotten.
Revisionist history will be kinder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than the way it feels right now.
Yep.
The other thing, Chase, as the money has increased, for instance, with coaches, there is no patience. As the money has increased, because I found myself yesterday feeling bad for Ryan Tannehill, but then I said, wait a minute. He's getting paid whatever millions of dollars to take this. And so that's part of the deal, is you get paid a ridiculous amount of money that all of us would die for to take this kind of scrutiny.
Yeah, I agree. And look, Mike Vrabel, whether you want to say he didn't have a choice, in many ways he didn't, he made the right call. It's time. You got the guy. You drafted him 33rd overall. Traded up to get him. That's your quarterback, and you need to see what you have. And through two games, I think you got something. Now, at the end of the day, his career could end up being Ryan Tannehill's, but I think you have to while you still have the insurance policy of Ryan Tannehill behind him, you got to see what you have. And so that starts with Tampa Bay on Sunday, and I think he made the right move.
So when that announcement got made yesterday, was the person the most interested in it a guy in Atlanta?
Could be.
Probably.
Chase has mentioned that several times.
Yeah.
Right. I think if Arthur Smith keeps his job, which is a big if right now, but if he keeps his job, Ryan Tannehill will be his starting quarterback next year.
That's what I think.
That just makes too much sense. And look, I'll say this about Arthur Smith. Everything that has gone on there with him is not all his doing, because he hadn't gotten a quarterback. He hasn't had a good quarterback since he's been there. And so if you can go and get a good stopgap like Ryan Tannehill, which is what he would be, then I think you give him an opportunity. And you obviously know what he looks like in your offense. So we'll see. 615-737-1025. Got some spots available for George's bowling tournament on November 27th. That's a Monday, the 6 to 8 p.m. session. We need three more callers for the Will-Purdue team. $200. Just need your name and number, and then George will get back to you. But we did receive this text. I'll give $800 to sponsor a team of your choice. I can't attend. I coached George in Gray basketball in the early 70s at H.G. Hill.
God.
I knew he was going to be a sports radio star at age 9, and he did a perfect imitation of John Ward. I don't think I've heard this. George is a great contributor to making our community better. Thanks for helping his cause, George. I'll send a check today. Give me an address.
Would that person have a first name of Witt?
Barry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Barry Goheen.
No, it is not. No, Goheen's smarter than that. Wow. I'll take care of that.
Yeah. So there you go.
There we go.
There's one.
We'll put that one in the
Hopper.
The hopper. Thank you.
Coming up next, an old friend of George's will join the show. John McClain from Houston. Looking forward to that. We'll get his thoughts on Will Levis and much more. I'm sure a story
will
or
he
two
give
will
the
be
tax
told.
Speech?
Maybe.
You do whatever
you can
want,
give
George.
The money to George and the charity, or you can give it to Uncle Sam.
I've heard him do that.
Oh, my God.
That is coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 of the game. CMA Wednesday. CMA Awards tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin. And we'll say hello to John McClain, who joins us from Houston. John, we have a special guest in studio that I think you've talked to a time or two over the years on Sports Talk Radio in Nashville. Say hello to George Plaster.
Who? Don't know that I know him.
He's some guy we found, you know, just wandering around and wanted to do an internship
so,
with us.
So if he doesn't know me,
hold on, George.
Uh-oh.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't be doing radio in Nashville for the 27th year if it wasn't for George, who put me on the radio the first day of my first training camp up there in July of 1997 at Tennessee State. He asked me if I wanted to come on. I did. Told a few Bud Adams stories, talked about the Oilers making a transition up there. And I went on a couple of more times. And then one time I was covering a game against the Buccaneers, and he calls me, and I'll never forget. I was getting out of the car. He's John George Plaster. Hello, George. He said, I want to talk to you about maybe doing a regular show with us weekly. Well, I did. I was doing three here, and now I do 18 a week in seven cities. But back then it was like three here and maybe a couple more. And I'm like, eh, and he goes, and we'll pay. I said, I'm in. I've been in ever since.
We rose to the head of the class.
You got him there.
Woo! Oh, wow.
George was incredible to be on, and I miss being on with him greatly. And, George, it's great to hear from you.
John, it is great to hear from you. I told them earlier about the speech you used to give during the radiothon, the Uncle Sam speech.
I still do that. Every time I'm doing a charity deal, and I do, I wish I was doing more back in Nashville. I haven't done one since Amy and Adams, and I did one for the Leukemia Society up there right before the pandemic. But, no, I did one with Jeff Fisher for Heimerdinger, too. And I always tell people, I do it here. I tell them, look, you know, if you will reach out and step up now, that money's tax deductible. You know where it's going. Going for a great cause. If you give it to the government on April 15th, you don't know where your money's going. So use your money to do some good.
So you can do that now at 615-737-1025. Yep.
Tried and true.
What we're doing, John, I've created like a celebrity bowling night where we have, in theory, 64 foursomes that end up playing in different shifts with 64 sports personalities. And the thing I've learned, you cannot screw up bowling. It's impossible.
No, that's great. Because every once in a while you find somebody really good, but most of them are really bad.
Most of us are just a bunch of rock throwers. But we're auctioning off Will Perdue. If somebody wants to play with Will, Chase, how do they do
that? They can call or text 615-737-1025, and we'll get your name and number. It's a $200 to buy a spot, and then you can bowl with Will Perdue.
And then you get John's speech.
Yes, and you'll get John's speech as well.
I'd be happy to give that speech anytime. And just remember, if you step up for Will Perdue and this event, you know that your money is going to a good cause. And I know the listeners will step up because Nashville has – so many people that want to help others.
That is absolutely true. So, John, Mike Vrabel kind of shocked us yesterday. We didn't expect him to open the press conference without even taking a question and announce that Will Levis was going to be his starting quarterback moving forward. Ryan Tannehill, when healthy, will be the backup. How shocked were you to hear that?
I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, that's what he should have done. You can't keep a rookie quarterback guessing every week, although I don't think he would have been guessing. I think he would have told him you're going to be the starter. You know, Mike's pretty shrewd when it comes how to handle things, and he's very secretive a lot. And, of course, all coaches are, but I thought it was the best thing that he could do for the franchise. And I was, you know, I know Levis had that great debut, but I watched every pass, and under a relentless pass rush with an offensive line that was getting killed and injuries and players coming in and out, the way he stood in there and threw some passes that were complete, that were incomplete. That impressed the hell out of me.
John, the other big story is the Boston Globe story about Bob Kraft, his love for Mike Vrabel, all that's going on there. How do you think this ends up? I mean, on the surface, you know, we know Kraft loves him, but, you know, Belichick's got his thing going up there. He just signed an extension, all of that. What do you make of all this?
Amy Adams, Strzok loves Mike Vrabel too, and Mike Vrabel's not going anywhere. And people in Boston can talk all they want. First of all, I wouldn't want to go up there and replace Bill Belichick. But the fact is, as somebody wrote last week, it wasn't the Patriot way, it was the Brady way. And it's being exposed now. And that's a situation where you don't have a young, talented, young quarterback that you can mold like they have with Levis. You know, they got Mac Jones who's going downhill, and they may try to jockey to get one of their top quarterback prospects this year. But, you know, Vrabel, I do not see him going to New England. I don't think Amy Adams Strunk would let him go, knowing how she feels about him, how Rand Cawthorn feels about him. And I just don't see it, because Mike, and even though people get frustrated, he has proved time and again he is a hell of a coach. I used to say this about Jeff Fisher. People here were saying, oh, they need to get rid of this guy. He can't do better than 500. And Mike Shanahan told me, and this was when Mike was winning Super Bowls, he said, number one, he said if Jeff was fired at lunchtime, he'd have a job by sundown. If he's fired in the morning, he would have a job by lunchtime. And Shanahan said, even though he'd have a head coaching job, first thing I'd do is reach out and see if he wanted to come to work with me. And, of course, it didn't happen for a long time. And so that's the way it would be with Vrabel. And I just – the media up there can write and print anything they want. That is a bad situation right now in New England.
Do you think Kraft honestly wants to walk into that room and say to Bill, I think we need to make a change?
I know that Belichick's on the hot seat. They've had disagreements. There's a story by one of the best reporters up there, Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, that if they lose this game in Germany, he might get fired afterward. I just can't see that. Now, I'm not close to it like Ben is, but can you imagine that Robert Kraft would pull the plug on a coach who won, what, 6 Super Bowls? I just don't see Kraft handling that like that, because Kraft – off the field may had those issues in Florida, but on the field, the way he runs his team, have we ever seen any examples of him not being first class, of treating people disrespectfully? I just don't see any way that marriage is going to come apart during a season.
Going to be interesting for sure. We will have more with John McClain from Houston, who joins us for 2 segments every Wednesday at 9:30. Again, if you would like to buy a spot in George's 3rd annual George Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Tournament, 615-737-1025. You can call or text. $200 puts you on the team with Will Perdue. Got a couple of spots left. We've already had an $800 donation, so keep them coming.
We've hit it big.
Yes, we have. Keep it coming, and more with John McClain next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game.
They got whiskey.
Chasing Big Joe and George Plaster in studio on a CMA Wednesday, CMA Awards tonight. Continuing our conversation with John McClain, sportsradio610.com down in Houston. That's where you can find his work. And John, I have to imagine it's been fun on Sports Talk Radio in Houston this week. 5 touchdowns and a comeback win for C.J. Stroud. That kid is something.
It was the most amazing game that I've seen here, not just because of the circumstances. And yeah, they're playing the Buccaneers, but the Buccaneers have a good defense. They shut down the run. And the reason it was the circumstances, you have a rookie quarterback coming off his worst game, 140 yards at Carolina. They have absolutely no running game. Their linemen cannot block. And they're good at pass protecting, but not run blocking. They lost their kicker, Kyamie Fairbairn, when he kicked a 50-yard field goal to the end of the first half. They were down 20-10 in the third quarter, and all of a sudden, Stroud just exploded. He threw 4 of his touchdown passes, and he was he couldn't do any wrong. He reminded me so much of Deshaun Watson, getting flushed out of the pocket, having to go left, right, throw on the run. People that said going into the draft that they wondered about his mobility, and I'm thinking that was a cop-out, because if you went back and watched, he had 75 yards rushing against Northwestern. He ran in the Georgia game in which they almost won. He just always said, I got great receivers and they're open. I need to get them the ball, not run with the ball. And the same thing here. He doesn't run much. I'm writing a column today comparing him at this stage with Deshaun Watson, and his same stage of his rookie year. And here, as you can imagine, it's C.J. Stroud all the time. He's shooting the first free throw for charity before the Rockets game with the Lakers here. He grew up a Lakers fan. People are asking me on my talk show this morning if I thought the fans would be mad at him being a Lakers fan. I said, that kid can do anything he wants, and Houston fans are not going to get mad at him.
John, tell me about D'Amico Ryans. I mean, from all accounts, that team loves him. They play hard for him. I mean, did you think he would have this kind of impact this early on?
Absolutely not, Joe. I did not. And they won three games last year, four the two before. Now they're 4-4, and their last two losses have been on the road with field goals with no time left. And so they're close to being 6-2. Of course, a lot of teams can say they're close to a certain record, but and they another reason Sunday was so remarkable. They had six players leave, and they had a fourth-string running back as a kicker and kicked a field goal, first time that had been done in the NFL by a non-kicker since 2004. And so everything was in disarray, but Ryans kept their eye on the prize, so to speak. And I thought it was over. Baker Mayfield played great, and they get the ball on their 25 with 46 seconds left. And I went to the back of the press box before the drive and saw fans just leaving in droves. And 40 seconds left, they're in the end zone. He threw a second touchdown pass to rookie Tank Dell. And it was 6 seconds left. And the fans who were there went crazy. And I'm hoping all those people left didn't have a chance to get and turn the radios on to see what they missed.
John, if Houston had the number one pick instead of number two, were they going C.J. Stroud?
Well, of course, they're never going to admit that, which they're always would say, oh, no, we like Stroud all along. Maybe they did, but if they'd had the first pick, I would have had them taking Bryce Young. Now, I do know there were a lot of people that I trust, former coaches and players who are in the media, who had Stroud rated number one and him number two. But and right now it's a mismatch. But you can't judge a career over this few games of a season. Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions as a rookie, and they won, I think, three games. And he looked like, oh, man, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And so you can't do that. He needs more talent around him. The thing that Stroud has done is he is turning receivers that we thought were mediocre at best into really good. They had three with more than 100 yards on Sunday, first time that's been done in the NFL in quite a while.
John McClain is with us, Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. And do you think that the Baltimore Ravens are maybe the team that we should be talking about a lot more right now?
Well, I got to say yes, because I picked them on all my shows to win the Super Bowl. And the only reason I did, I wanted to go with somebody different than Kansas City. Kansas City, no team has repeated as champions since the Patriots in the early 2000s. I didn't want to pick Philadelphia because no Super Bowl loser has gone back to the Super Bowl other than New England since the 90s. So, and that still could hold true. But right now, Kansas City, Baltimore, and boy, the NFC North is so tough. I don't put Jacksonville in that class. Buffalo's no longer in there. Miami's not in there. It looks like the Chiefs. It's hard to pick against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but Baltimore has a great defense under Mike McDonald. John Harbaugh got rid of his coordinators, and he brought two guys in. McDonald last year, he'd been on his staff, and then this year he brought in Todd Monken from Georgia. Took him a little while to get going. They lose their best running back, J.K. Dobbins, for the season. They just ran for 298 yards, I think. So they're built for bad weather. They're built for wind, rain. They can do everything, where Kansas City, which is playing great defense, is still a passing team with Patrick Mahomes.
John, you're a great writer. You love great stories. This Josh Dobbs story is simply fantastic. Give me your take on this.
I've never seen anything like it. If you think about all the places he was last year, bouncing around like a pinball, and so he goes back to Cleveland. They send him to Arizona. He plays pretty well. They had said they were going to bench him and go with Clayton Toon, a rookie from Houston, which was just another example of the Cardinals tanking. He played one of the worst games in history, and now Murray's back. And so Dobbs, to go in there when he did, not know the names, he compared it to about to take an advanced Spanish class, and then all of a sudden you're taking a test, and then all of a sudden you're taking a French test. So what he did with two touchdown passes, wins at the end, he runs for one, was one of the greatest jobs ever. And I guess now that he has a chance to prepare, it might not be the same because the team is not good, but it was an incredible accomplishment. I don't know what they could come up with at the ESPYs, but there ought to be an ESPY award for Joshua Dobbs. And a lot of people don't know he was a 4.0 aerospace engineer at UT.
I was an 0.4 at Vandy.
John, I thought it was 0.3.
Well, it was, but I graded on the curve.
Hey, how about Vanderbilt's basketball team?
John, I was there.
I couldn't believe it, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, ultimately, maybe that'll be good for him.
Yeah. Well, hey, I want to go back. Nice reaction. Did you like that? I want to go back on Belichick. First of all, I can't imagine Kraft walking in and saying, look, it's over. But if that happened, who's the first team that jumps at him?
Well, first of all, think about this. Belichick, I think, will be 73 next year. And he has a losing record that's getting worse without Tom Brady. And he has to have total control of everything, everything, the pencils and the pens. Is there an owner willing to give a coach who'll be 73? And knowing how he is, he runs a certain type of operation. And a lot of players, they loved the winning when they were winning, but he was so tough on them. You know, basically, Brady got tired of dealing with him and left first chance he got. So he would have to bring in a lot of players that are his players. So I'm not so sure that there would be a big market for him. I'm sure some owner would want to make a splash out there, like, say, you know, Mark Davis. Although I think Mark Davis may go after Jim Harbaugh. But sure, I'm guessing he would have offers. Don't know if he'd walk away. He plays golf. He likes to sail. And he's big on history. He's narrated some historical things on TV, and people are like, hey, isn't that Bill Belichick? Well, he loves history. And so I just don't see him playing golf 5 days a week. So they if indeed they part ways, and I think there's a good chance that it could happen, then that is going to be the story of the offseason.
Wow. It's going to be a big story of the offseason. John, appreciate you as always. Glad that you and George got to reconnect. When was the last time you two did radio together?
Radio? George had me on his show a few months ago. Yeah, okay. I was on with him and Watson Brown.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very, very cool.
We stay in touch. I can't figure out if he's retired or not.
I'm so retired, I write 5 columns a week and do 18 talk shows, podcasts, and TV shows.
That's awesome.
Joe, does that sound like retirement?
Oh, my goodness.
Not Lord. Not quite. John.
Guys, thank you very much. As always, George, great talking to you.
Same here.
Joe, you guys have a great rest of the week.
You too. John McClain, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, joins us every Wednesday at 9:30. Real quick, George, before we let you go, we got Ryan O'Reilly coming up here in just a few minutes from the Predators. We'll continue to take this. 615-737-1025. George Plaster and Friends Bowling Tournament, November 27th.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Big Joe is going to be a part of it. The latest celeb in
that's
the
a big
fold.
One. That's a yeah. big get.
Huge get.
Got to get his Love email address yes. During the commercial. How many on Will?
Are we
Uno.
Uno.
Okay.
And then we got
we'll
the
get
Dose,
Trace, Quattro at some point.
Yes, 615-737-1025. Absolutely. Good to see you. Thanks
very
for
coming nice
in.
Of you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Ryan O'Reilly, Predators 4, going to join us next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.